Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Norbin Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Expo 2026 in New Delhi today. The five-day expo is being held alongside the India AI Impact Summit 2026 and will serve as a national demonstration of artificial intelligence in action. It will feature 13 country pavilions including Australia, Japan, Russia, United Kingdom, France, Germany, Italy, Netherlands, Switzerland, Serbia, Estonia, Tajikistan and Africa, showcasing international collaboration in the AI ecosystem. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The India AI Impact Expo 2026 will host over 300 curated exhibition pavilions and live demonstrations structured around three thematic chakras: people, planet and progress. It will also feature over 600 high potential startups which are developing globally relevant population scaled solutions. During the event, more than 500 sessions will be organized highlighting the transformative impact of AI across various sectors and discussing future actions to ensure that AI benefits every global citizen. The Expo 2026 is expected to attract over 2.5 lakh visitors, including international delegates. The India AI Impact Summit 2026, focusing on the development of artificial intelligence for good solutions across healthcare, agriculture, and governance, is set to commence in the national capital tomorrow. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has listed three priorities for the next decade: more structural reforms, deepening innovation and simpler governance. In an interview to a news agency yesterday, Mr. Modi asserted that his government's Reform Express is benefiting the common citizens in a big way. The Prime Minister said this year's Union Budget reflects India's yearning to become a developed nation. He added that the budget is not a now or never moment born out of compulsion, but a we are ready moment born out of preparation and inspiration. He highlighted that the benefits of a decade of defense reforms were evident during Operation Sindoor, asserting that India has to be prepared at all times to deal with security challenges. He stressed that India has a duty to modernize its defense sector in line with current realities as a country that is playing an increasingly important role in the world. PM Modi also said that the tax incentives announced in the budget are designed to accelerate investment in this space, lower the cost of building advanced facilities, and position India as a globally competitive destination for data infrastructure. He also said that women will play the most important role in creating Viksit Bharat, and initiatives taken by the government will empower them, emphasizing that private sector is critical for the next phase of economic transformation. The Prime Minister requested a decisive response from them. He added that private sector must focus less on protecting margins and invest aggressively in R&D, supply chain and quality. Mr. Modi said the next leap to Viksit Bharat will depend on bold investment by private sectors in innovation, long-term capacity and global competitiveness. Indian Railways once again demonstrates its commitment towards passenger convenience by launching operations of special trains this festive rush. According to the Northeast Frontier Railway, NFR Chief Public Relations Officer Kapinjal Kishore Sharma, the Indian Railways is set to operate 1,500 special trains this year, ensuring smoother, more comfortable travel across major routes. Mr. Sharma added that in line with this initiative and to accommodate the increased passenger demand during the festive season of Holi, NFR has planned four pairs of special trains for now, with more trains to be announced in the coming days. These special trains will run between Narangi, Gorakhpur, Narangi, Katihar, Amritsar, Katihar, Dibrugarh, Jhanjharpur, Dibrugarh and Dibrugarh, Kolkata, Dibrugarh. These special trains, operating multiple trips across different periods, will run between February 18 and March 31. And Pakistan crumbled against India in their T20 World Cup match at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo yesterday, as they were bowled out for 114 runs in 18 overs, losing by 61 runs. With this victory, India not only sealed their place in the Super 8s, but also extended their dominance over arch-rivals Pakistan to an 8-1 record in T20 World Cups. Union Home Minister Amit Shah hailed Team India after it thrashed Pakistan by 61 runs in the 27th match of the T20 World Cup. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.